SBS Filipino.
My first work was called Stainless Borders, the Deconstruction of Architectures of Control. And this further dislocated pole dancing from, you know, from the origin, which is the red light district, into the fitness industry. And what the work proposes is to push it into public space. So using guerrilla street pole dancing combined with graffiti tagging on urban infrastructures such as lampposts, street lights, flagpoles. So it's bringing out this feminine, movement vocabulary into the streets, at the same time kind of accessing a different verticality of space in the urban landscape, as well as questioning how to perform in public space. So I guess this was my entry point into the performance arts.
Perhaps this is a good entry point to perhaps talk about your upcoming visit or your visit to Sydney.
Work that I'm doing in Sydney is first in the NSW Gallery. Is more of an introduction into my artistic practice. So I'll be going through kind of 7 years of work, but more in a performative sense. So as opposed to just me talking about it, I would be moving through these works from a physical perspective. Because each work exists in a very specific location. Therefore, the physical manifestation in the body is quite precise or quite different from each other.
It will be essentially part narration and part movement-based lecture then.
Yeah, I'm not really sure yet if it's going to be narrated through words or through a projection of text, but definitely there would be either demonstrations of certain physical parameters or a performance of segments of works or a dissection of postures and movements. So it's going to be a bit of a mix of movement, text, video, archival recordings of teacher-student transmission. I'm going to be showing part of my research as well. So I guess part of basically my creation process. I'll be sharing some of the steps that I've made in terms of making certain works. So I guess in the gallery, it would be more of an introduction to this, my body of practices. And after a week, I would be developing this performance lecture form, and would be presented in the Live Works, performance-based Live Works Festival, which would be much more, by then, in-depth and more into the creation process.
In what way will a performance lecture put your work into a new light?
Well, most of the time, my performance works are performed. So you don't access certain background impulses, a mine of information that led to the manifestation of the performance. So I guess what's specific about this performance lecture is that it gives you a different perspective into the performance, as well as different layers in different medias. So it's essentially a kind of an opening up of research and creative process.
sbs.com.au/Filipino. Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Yeah, the workshop in Carriage Works is going to be about macho dancing. So it's a workshop that breaks down the movement vocabulary of macho dance, such as the posture, walking, the stance, basic undulations, and volume tonicity techniques that I've developed. And the performance is basically this performance lecture that goes into my body of works in a physical, what do you call this, physical way, as opposed to explaining it in a simple artist talk.
Do you think it would matter if they have any conception towards what macho dancing might mean? Is that relevant? Is that irrelevant?
I think it's irrelevant. I mean, people can come with all different notions of what macho dancing is. And of course, everybody have different movement backgrounds and gender formation and contexts, coming from different contexts. So yeah, somehow it's... what I find interesting is that the more you try to get into a very specific vocabulary, such as macho dance, the more it reveals your habits, because then you are confronted with the way your body usually moves in contrast to what is being proposed to you, such as this macho dance practice.
I was interested in what you said in one of your interviews. When you spoke about macho dancing, you spoke a bit about the slow movements that occur in macho dancing. And I was just wondering if that's the type of vocabulary that you're creating or that already exists in this specific context.
Yeah, what I found fascinating with macho dancing is that this slowness that you say, it's really a quality of macho dance. And it's interesting for me how such a vocabulary can alter time and space. In somehow, like watching this form, you get transported to an atmosphere. And the workshop breaks down how to get into this state or how to perform this state.
On October 22, you're performing Corponomy, a work that's titled Corponomy. Can you explain what that is?
It's basically a mixture of corpo, body, and economics. So it's Corponomy, as most of my works deal with Filipino labor in the service industry, particularly effective labor. So all the works somehow exist in this concept, in this context, and it's a study of an economic body which labors and is conditioned by labor and its location in geopolitics.
How do those ideas or those concepts translate into movement?
Pole dancing, macho dancing, hostess work. Even the new, I mean, it's in relation to a client-performer relationship. So there's always something being exchanged in relation to what is being performed, which is monetary.
Does it feel different to perform to an Australian audience or a Filipino audience, for that matter, as from a performance point of view?
It would feel different in the sense that a Filipino audience would have a more immediate access to what I'm talking about, or at least the references that I'm speaking about is closer to what people know. And in Australia, it's more far away. So yeah, I guess there's more affinity to the subjects that I'm talking about. in the Philippines, let's say.
sbs.com.au/Filipino.